Welcome to Two Beards, One Garage. This is the podcast where two pizza makers living in La Crosse, Wisconsin, discuss Wisconsin sports and life without a filter. We take off the Wisconsin sports goggles and tell it like it is. This is a guys, guys podcast, and if you are easily offended, triggered, or all the other shitty words people make up when they hear different opinions than their own, you may want to choose a better, more woker podcast to waste your time with, because we don't give two fucks. Things will most likely fly off the rails from time to time, so sit back, crack a beer, and just enjoy two dirtbags talking sports.
In a world being overrun by a bunch of douchebags, scared to speak their mind, there are two men trying to change the game, one podcast at a time. They go to great depths to secure the sacred art of tearing apart pro athletes who are much more talented, good-looking, and richer than them. Will they be able to bring the common man closer to the athletes? Probably not. But they'll go down fucking swinging as they try. This is Two Beards, One Garage.
Yo, 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 what is up, you tank-stealing motherfuckers? I don't know if you guys saw that. A fucking citizen stole a fucking tank in Minneapolis. Okay, but besides the point, it is May 31st, 2020. The fucking one of the craziest months I've been fucking around. Yeah. And the biggest news, we're just going to get straight into it. We're not going to beat around the bush. I think one of you guys kind of, I mean, everyone knows what we're talking about. Lane Taylor took a pay cut
with
the Packers. So
yeah, that's big.
It was. I know. My Twitter feed was blown up about that. It seemed pretty dead this weekend.
Yeah, I think he was trending at one point. I think I saw it was that was some pretty big news on Twitter.
Okay, settle down, guys. Yeah. Jeez, it was just a fucking joke.
Yeah.
We know there's some bigger civil rights stuff out there. We'll get to a little bit of it. We're not gonna try to harp on anyone or groups too bad. Everyone kind of has their own shit to deal with, and it's apparently if you don't retweet enough, you're part of the problem. So
yeah.
I don't know. I guess
that's one of the biggest problems I had with this whole kind of last 5 days is like when I see something where like if you think looting and stealing and burning buildings down is a bigger problem than a cop killing an innocent black man, well then you're part of the problem. And I disagree with that hard, like, very, very, like, find that offensive in a way, because you're right. The person that George Floyd was an innocent man, it was sick, it was disgusting. It shouldn't have happened. The cops took it way too far. But to say that I think that looting and burning buildings is, like, I do think that's a bigger issue than that. And to say that I'm part of the problem, I disagree with that. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but
I would say they're both terrible. I think you're gonna have to go with the man losing his life is a bigger situation and kind of the trend that's been going towards that. But in my opinion, I don't think all the looting and all that stuff, I think that just takes all the attention away from the issue that's out there.
Kind of like Harkey and I were talking about on Friday at work, kind of like Colin Kaepernick in 2016. He started kneeling before the football games during the national anthem. And it became such an issue that it was almost like he probably should have used a different platform maybe. Or I guess maybe it got taken out of context that what he was kneeling for, and it turned into, well, he hates this country, he hates this flag. And that's now pretty much how a lot of people see him. He's either a hero or a villain. And the people that think he's a villain think he hates the country and is a piece of shit. The people who love him think that he's like, yeah, he's like, fuck this country. So again, the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, I really don't even think that's what Kaepernick was trying to prove either. Like as far as, I don't think he was trying to say like, this country fucking sucks, I'm doing disrespect. No, I'm saying, like, I don't think he's saying, like, I'm doing disrespect to the flag.
I definitely think he was kind of saying this country sucks. That's why he didn't want to stand up for the flag of that country that we're talking about.
But I think it got
was singing.
I think it got taken out of context. He was trying, I think, to say, like, police brutality. That was his major thing. And then I'm saying, like, I think
he was
a lot
the same
of,
guy that doesn't un-Thanksgiving, Zerky. I don't think he likes this.
But now I think, now I just think he's really, like, now I think he's just embraced and said, fuck it. I don't think originally that was his plan. I could be wrong.
I think he always was saying that the way things are run and the way things are in America, he didn't like. And then part of the reasons he kind of went on, and those were his other points.
I don't think it started off that way, but I think once it became, that's what everybody think of, then I think he went with it and said, fuck it, I'm going to run with it. Yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't really know. It's just a... It's a tough situation because I've kind of noticed a lot of athletes were tweeting out, white athletes were tweeting out that, like, being in sports gave them an opportunity to be around the black community, kind of white and black. And I would consider them, I mean, kind of lucky in that sense. Not all of us get to play professional sports. And sometimes everyone makes it seems like it's really easy for people of different races just to integrate with each other.
True.
It just, I really don't think it comes naturally. I mean, unless you're someone of a different color and you live in that neighborhood. If you don't, I think you get introduced to each other by sports, of
yep.
course. But, like, if you're not in sports, I just find it hard. And if you're not integrated in a neighborhood or a type of lifestyle, it's just hard for both sides to
understand each other.
I think it's easier for white people right now to be like, okay, there is a police brutality problem.
Yeah.
It kind of made it, like, totally clear. But I think a lot of us are just like, we can't just, like, hate all cops.
Right.
I mean, I think I was telling Zarecki this, that cops are humans. We all think they're not. And they make huge mistakes. And it's just like, they fuck up.
Yeah.
We can't expect them to be perfect all the time, but then they need to be held accountable, and hopefully this one does. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it sounds like it will be. I got a Kobe here quick. Kobe!
Oh, jeez. I think that ends your fucking first streak.
Yeah, I know. I have
two or three podcasts in a row.
Yeah.
Pete's got one.
Kobe.
Ooh.
I want to say that me and Pete before the podcast got a little beer mile training session in. Zia had to get some shit done. So I know sometimes with the young kid, you'd rather fucking get that done than chug a few beers and run around my block. But
I really didn't have anything to get done besides just watch Jalen Laquita was out running some errands. So yeah.
You could have brought him back.
You could have carried Jalen.
Ooh.
I should have brought him
like
here.
Like a weighted vest.
Yeah. I should have brought him here and had Pav watch. Was Pav here the whole time?
Pav is, yeah. Oh, no, she was actually at festival.
Oh, okay.
She ran to get some shit. We're grilling out.
Yeah.
And just to bring a lighter sense to this, if we're not making a joke of this, just settle down. But I was watching a podcast with Andrew Scholes called Flagrant 2, just hilarious. And let's say we ever get to the opportunity, or like not the opportunity, but like we get to it, where we have to loot a store. Not have to, we want to. Let's start off at Target. That's where the first one started. What are you guys going after?
What am I gonna go?
I saw those people with TVs. I don't need a fucking other TV.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be kind of,
you got a fucking TV in your pocket at all times, pretty much, I feel.
Yeah.
Your fucking cell phone.
I guess, yeah, I don't know. It depends how bad if my house got looted or what, if I had nothing in there, but, Yeah, I think.
Would you guys go after food, or?
I think I would go like a...
They have liquor on Target.
They do?
Oh, God, they got a fucking real nice
I'd probably put down a bottle of Fireball just to get one.
Just like open it up right there, start chugging.
Yeah.
Then smash
One guy on the podcast said an SD card. I'm not a tech guy by any means.
Okay.
But I think it just holds a bunch of information.
I think like you're typically electronics that you wouldn't buy.
And they were saying that electronics are kind of kept, most of them are kept in the back, but I don't know.
We'd find Harky sniffing panties.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'd do that without looting.
First thing I would probably fucking do now having a kid, I'd fucking probably run to that kid section, seeing how expensive some of that shit is.
Diapers.
Diapers. I'd fucking be hammering diapers.
A stroller maybe,
yeah,
or
yeah, some shit like that.
Crib.
I think, yeah, yeah, I think, oh.
Actually, I might start one at lacrosse, right, just to get, I got number two on the way. I might yeah. fucking grab a crib.
Let me know if you're going. I'll go with you.
Speaking of that, there are some shitty fucking white people out there causing a lot of mischief. And I,
yeah, yeah,
I give a lot of black people out there a lot of credit for fucking telling these little pieces of shit to fucking stop, because
yep.
they know it's all getting blamed on them.
Yep, I agree.
And it's like these little Antifa, little cocksuckers.
I hate those, yeah, those people like that.
They're just opportunists.
Yep.
They just wait in the fucking weeds until something bad happens, and then
they
just fucking pound.
Yep, exactly. I saw a fucking guy, a white guy walking out of a cheesecake factory in Seattle, Washington, with a whole fucking cheese. They looted a fucking cheesecake store or whatever. And he's walking out with this fucking whole cheesecake. I'm like, you fucking piece of shit.
If I looted that, that probably wouldn't even make it to the back of the car.
Yeah.
Fucking howling that.
I'd probably fucking die of a goddamn cheesecake coma.
No blood sugar spike.
Yeah.
Fucking
just,
diabetic.
They're fucking just hammering.
There's something you didn't think you were going to hear on the podcast.
Yeah.
Cheesecake coma.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Just hammer that. But yeah, I honestly think that's what I would hammer though at Target, the kids section.
Yeah, I saw that they looted an Apple store, but I don't think any products were out. I don't know if Apple was smart enough to be like, okay, let's put some shit away.
Yeah, probably. I'd assume. Maybe not. I don't know.
I gotta be honest, me and Z closed Friday night. He came and picked me up. We went in at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We didn't, because there was a decent protest down in La Crosse, and we didn't know what to expect. And, I mean, it was normal. It wasn't, everything was kind of peaceful, and they said what they had to say, and they did it Saturday, but me and Z were kind of coming up with a game plan. Like, if this shit goes south, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, it was about, I think, PD, did you text us, I think, around like 8:30, somewhere in there?
Yeah. I saw it.
I was sleeping.
Else
I woke up. I'm like, what?
And right after Petey had that text, I legitimately, my brain went into, all right, what happens if this shit starts getting looted? First thing, I'm like, we're kicking the safe. We're fucking making sure the safe's locked. Money's in there. We're taking the till. Me and Hark are grabbing Violet. We're running out the back fucking door right to my truck. Like, I legit, in the back of my head, I had a fucking game plan.
So I closed last night again, and I honestly told Grant and Lily, just because you just never
know.
You
don't know.
If someone is a little too aggressive, and then the cops overreact, and all of a sudden, it's just like
mayhem breaks out.
The one thing I had in the back of my mind, I said, some people fucking downtown get pissed off at us because they're drunk, and I don't know, there's disagreements, but for the most part, like, I think most drunk people really appreciate us being open.
Yep.
Like, doesn't matter if you're white, black, whatever, fucking all races come in.
Yep.
And I think maybe someone would be like, hey, like, we get fucked up and come in here for pizza. Like, hold off.
That is true. But like you said, though, I don't think it was a bad idea to just have a plan just in case. Because it's like, I'm not fucking dying over this shit.
No, I don't.
I mean, it's straight up like things, like conversations you've never had or never even would have thought of.
No.
Like, you guys have had, I mean, that place has been jammed to the pack where the people went crazy.
Dude, yeah, it's just I've always thought about it in the back of my head. Like, if people legitimately wanted to just fucking destroy that, or like, kill us, I mean, it'd be easy. Because we're trapped.
Well, the one thing is, we know where the knives are.
That is true.
We
know some weapons. Like, I would legit fucking, I think, be able to chop someone's head off with that fucking peel.
The peel or the fucking cheese cutter.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing has two handles on each end, and you can swing her.
You could fucking start whipping that fucker.
I don't know. I think I'm still using the poker.
Oh, that.
You can get a little whip on that thing.
Actually, was that you? I remember, like, we legit, I think, have had, when Peter used to work, I think we talked about it, like, what would happen if we needed to, you know, what weapons are we grabbing?
Yeah, I think that would be our best asset, would be knowing where everything is.
Yep. And I think I would grab...
And us just being able to, like, sprint out the door, I don't even know. Like, if people are chasing us, we would be fucked. But,
yeah. Well,
I don't want to give anyone ideas.
I don't think any listeners... We don't have too many lacrosse listeners, but...
The only person I could see fucking starting a riot is that trash ball Steve Pratt.
Yeah. Right? That fucking dirtbag.
Oh, I actually wasn't able to watch any UFC this weekend. I heard there were some pretty damn good fights.
Oh, I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, I think...
One guy...
Not a big event, but...
One guy got beat by just getting his shins kicked. He just couldn't stand anymore.
Damn. That would hurt like...
Yeah.
Actually, couldn't that hurt the person kicking the shins, too? Or no?
I don't know how that works. I remember when... I think it was Anderson Silva snapped his leg kicking a guy because it got checked.
I remember
but
that.
But this guy's, shin was, twice the size. And he got kicked, and he just kept falling to the ground every time he got kicked, and the ref said, all right.
Messing up.
Big Rome. Big Rome.
Yeah.
Jim Rome brought up... It was so funny, his segment. He was talking about how Conor McGregor's so... humble, and he's, it was just total sarcasm, but he brought up his last, fucking jab that he had. Somebody's, he's like, I snort a bunch of juice heads, and I'll do it to you. But Dana White was saying, dude, everyone from different weight classes has been calling out Conor this whole fucking pandemic, and Conor said, yep, I'm fighting him, I'm fighting him, I'm fighting him. And Dana's like, Conor's not fighting anyone right now. Conor reminds me of, Dana White's just fucking erratic son where he loves him because he makes him a shit ton of
money,
but
yeah.
He just tries to rein him in.
Yeah. He's just one day probably it's coming home with a kid you just don't know what the fuck you're getting and you're like, God damn it, Connor.
It's kind of crazy because Dana White's two biggest selves are the two biggest just...
Wackos?
I mean, unpredictable. He's got John Jones, who might be the best fighter of all time.
Yeah.
But he also has a little problem driving. And then you got Conor McGregor, which you don't know what the heck is going on. But
yeah. Do you know, I was listening to Joe Rogan had Justin Gaethje on, and he's sitting in a really good situation where Khabib, I think, next, and then possibly Conor.
As if Khabib ever gets out of Russia.
Yeah, his dad, I guess.
Oh, yeah, pretty.
He's in a coma or something. So that's. Yeah, speaking of Russia, it's actually a little bit more Siberia. So I was listening to I love Joe Rogan, whatever. And he had a guy on that was on the show called Alone, where they send you out in the woods and you're against five or six other people and the last one to give up when he won $500,000. And this guy lived out in Siberia and these people domesticated reindeers, which are caribou. And their fucking antlers are majestic apparently for fucking vitality, getting boners, men's health. And I'm just Ray fucking Lewis was fucking in trouble for that antler spray. So I'm holy shit, I bet you he thought there was fucking HGH in that.
That makes sense.
Right after
out.
That elbow injury.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, whatever. Is he had that huge-ass brace?
That's the only reason I brought it up. I'm like, dude, that might be fucking right. But I think it got taken off, they said, because it kind of showed that it really didn't work. But, this fucking guy would go out and live and just, he fucking, killed a moose by himself, and he had, 10 items, and they just sent them out in the wilderness, and, fucking... way up in Canada and bumfuck anywhere, fucking killed a wolverine.
Jesus.
His wolverine ate an entire jar of his fucking kidney fat he got off a moose. He fucking killed it.
Dude,
Joe Rogan has fucking had some awesome podcasts.
Speaking of wild animals, live in Junction City, big 600-pound bear.
Dude, fucking Z showed me his dad's fucking woodshed was in the background.
Actually, I completely forgot to put that on the Twitter page.
I thought you were going to bring up Bob Catalina.
I did, too. I was thinking that, too.
Cut that weight in half, and you're talking about that there.
That's what it kind of looks like, just an overgrown Bob Catalina
that got a tan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, looked like he was riding out in that fucking farm field.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I'm on, that farm field kind of looked like some of these cities.
Oh, yeah. We'll get back to the bear, but didn't Bob Catalina send you a video of one of his pups rolling around the field?
Oh, yeah. That was
Savannah
said, Jackson was just rolling around the fucking dirt and just getting right back up and trying to run. I'm like, oh boy.
Sorry, Jackson, your jeans are horse.
Yeah, let's just hope you don't get the Bob Catalina jeans.
Yeah.
Golly. But, no, so I'm on Facebook on Friday, and I'm like, kind of fucking looking. I see this bear.
Kobe.
And, almost banked her in. But, so I'm like looking, I'm like, holy fuck, that bear is huge. And then all of a sudden I see, like, it's going, like, kind of viral, not viral, but, like, everyone's, like, sharing it, like, from point stuff.
Junction City viral.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, my cousin Ryan tags me, and he's like,
they still got plug-in internet. Yeah.
Dial up. Hey, get the fuck off the phone!
Trying to ICQ to get some fucking pussy.
Trying to get on the goddamn internet. Get the fuck off the phone! But, my cousin Ryan, like, tags me, and he's like, look at that bear trying to steal Richie's wood. And I was like, holy shit, that is a fucking Richie's woodshed right in the background.
Doreen stole Richie's wood.
Hey, come on now. That's enough. You're the one that said you'd watch your parents have sex.
Hey, I think my parents have sex up all the time. I brought it up in earlier episodes. I have to watch that shit.
So many people fucking always, like, this is why they, like, bring something up about the podcast. Like, dude, the first time Hurricane said that, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Richie and Dory, I apologize. You do have three kids, though.
Yeah, that's true.
At this point, we figured out how YouTube figured out how
to work. Right? Yeah. That was a 600-pound bear. It's fucking...
Do you think Richie would shoot that bitch? Or what?
Oh, I got 100 bucks saying it's hanging in the woodshed right now.
Uncle Jim or Uncle Jerry now, that might be different.
Yeah. Richie only kills skunks, right?
Yep. He'll kill something.
Did that skunk have a name again? What was it?
Oh, fuck.
Henrietta or something?
I don't remember what the fuck the name was. Might have been... God, I want to say... Nah, I don't even remember. Anyway, my neighbor... Well, it was actually my grandma's neighbor, but my grandma calls the house phone. I'm like, I don't know, 10 years old, and fucking, she's like, there's a skunk in the garage. Well, Richie shows up with the 12-gauge. We should have known right away that it was actually a pet skunk because grandma's fucking chasing it out of the garage with a fucking piece of cardboard, which, you know, if you do that, the fucker would spray you like crazy. So we should have known. You know, hindsight, we should have figured that out. Well, Grandma and I chased it out. Richie's standing outside, pops it fucking twice. Louise, our neighbor, comes running over. Like, did you just shoot, let's just say, Fifi? And fucking, it might be Fifi, because that's the only fucking name that can come to my mind. And she just starts bawling, and she's like, well, God damn it, keeps going in Ma's garage. I don't know what ended up happening. That's all I really last remember of that old deal. But yeah,
when you showed me that picture of that fucking bear, though, that was a no small bear. Oh. I wonder if it was male or female.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's one way,
but I don't think we're going to get close enough to be able to tell.
I think the only fucking animal would be a Bob Catalina to fucking mess with that thing.
I think the reason it was heading the direction it was is because Bob Catalina chased it off his property.
Oh. Yeah. That is true, because then it was going into Paul's, up to Justin. Oh, Justin Ross probably bear hunting. We're gonna have to question Ross about this.
Oh, he probably had the old bait pile out there.
So it ran into Paul's woods, was going to go right up to another mile or so up to Justin's.
Fucking Justin's like, our fucking cover just got blown by all these cocksuckers on Facebook.
Well, the good thing is that Paul's been dead for like 11 years. So that's like all being like state owned now, so nobody can hunt that. So I'm sure Justin was going to throw sneaking some bait, you know, that's something a J-Roll move would do.
Kobe.
It'd be kind of funny. J-Roll probably doesn't even know about this podcast, and everyone's like, hey, we heard your cover on Two Beards, One Garage.
Oh, really?
Fuck you, Harky.
Dude, you know what fucking game J-Roll was fucking really good at? Spike ball.
Mm.
We played night and day at fucking Ty's bachelor party. J-Roll was fucking
You know
solid.
What? I was honestly thinking that he would be a spike
ball. He was actually surprisingly good at fucking backyard ball, too.
Oh, he's an athlete.
He's a good shit. I didn't know that. You see those wrestlers like Pratt and all those other losers, they fucking suck at anything except fucking grappling with dudes.
Yeah, they're good at grabbing testicles.
Whoa.
Sorry, Pete.
Yeah. Oh, too big up the time that we were watching Olympic wrestling at hell.
Yes.
One time we were actually watching wrestling. I don't know how it was on at the helm.
Oh, it was Olympics.
Okay. So somebody, going into the third period, and somebody fucking yelled out in the bar, well, what the fuck goes on in the third period now? I said, well, they take off their leotards and they start fucking for real.
The best part of it, he was not happy.
That was also the day we drank the helm out of Fireball.
Yeah.
You paid for it all?
Oh,
remember Pete, I think, lost every game.
I think I lost 12 games in a row, and I said, we're going to keep playing until I don't lose.
Yeah, that's when fucking all
the best when Pete keeps losing, because he'll never give it.
Nope.
Me and you would be like, okay, fuck this.
Yeah, I'll just be like, I don't give a shit. I call me the loser. Nothing different, nothing new. But that's when Uncle Swayze showed up, too.
Oh, yeah.
We took, like, a Snapchat of, like, Uncle Sway, or Hot Sauce took the picture. He thought that was so fucking funny.
Just, like, blacking out the helm just kind of all is mumbled together now. It's just, like, we used to do it so fucking much. And now it's just, like, you kind of think about it, and you're just, like, you remember bits and pieces and shit, but...
I was honestly going to say, like, just how we'd get there, like, 10, at the latest, usually 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And we would go up till about 6 and just be fucked. Then the worst part, though, would be then you get home, you're pissed fucking drunk, haven't ate all fucking day, try to stay up to eat, and then you pass out, then you wake up, it's like midnight, still fucking drunk, starving, have a headache. Just, it kind of fucks your whole day up.
And then
weird, drinking 25 Busch Lights will fuck your day up.
Yeah, I'm usually always the Monday opener, so it's just like, you'd sometimes work lunch with me and get about to 11, but I would go in there and be like, oh boy. I actually told Pat I had a beer during when Evelyn was eating lunch, I'd drink a beer, and I'm just like, this might be the first Friday or Saturday since the pandemic started that I didn't have a drink. I didn't have a drink either day.
Oh, that's probably, yeah.
Well, one of those days I was usually fucking pounding pretty good, if not both.
Talk about it. Like, you always call yourself the old introvert.
Yeah.
Everybody else can go to the bars now and start drinking a little bit. Hark says, not fucking, I'm done.
Well, I had to work both nights too, but in Pav's just, yesterday we were grilling out and I went inside to get my sunglasses or something. She's like, oh, I for sure thought you were going to grab a beer. I'm like, me and Z have fucking hammered so many times when we first opened in Politos before our shift, and it's just not fun.
It's not worth it. No, because I'm like, you can be like fine, but then it's like, it gets to be like 1:30, and then you start getting ahead. Like,
yeah, she's like, what, you just can't have one? I'm like, I don't know, I just don't want one.
That's how I am too. Like, if I'm drinking, like, I'm drinking.
What about you, Pete? At your place, do you ever just, like, crack just one beer dinner?
No. Typically during the week.
I feel like you're kind of similar to kind of us, where it's just like, I don't know, if you don't really feel like getting buzzed up, I'd rather just not drink at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all or nothing.
I mean, sometimes, you know, you're cooking on a Friday and you want to put down like a 12-pack. I mean,
or you want to fucking make a few margaritas, making some tacos, I heard, a few weeks ago. Pete, did you get all fucking tuned up? I want to say you sent Pav a Snapchat about making tacos or something. And
I think that was like a month or two ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
I just got gapped.
Because I remember I fucking, they were all doing a Zoom call, like Pratt, Schiff, Petey, I don't know who else. And I remember I fell asleep, I think at like 8:30, and I woke up, it was like 4:30, and these guys had a fucking bunch of texts, and then like the next morning Pratt sends a text, Pete, how you feeling this morning? And I was like, damn, they must have gotten fucking tanked.
Yeah.
It was dangerous when I was working from home, because about 3:30 you could start, I'd mix up a margarita, you know, finish the last hour strong.
You just put them on ice, or you blend them?
Blend them in the old...
You just buy the pre-made fucking
tequila
shit? Or not tequila, but margarita, and then just mix tequila with it? Fuck, I should have done that today. I got a fucking, I think I got two big bottles, and inside fucking margarita mix. I don't
know. That wouldn't be bad.
What do you guys plan on drinking today?
I don't know. I was kind of thinking maybe getting some Bob Catalinas.
Oh.
Because Laquita said she was in a rut, what she wanted to drink today.
She's in a rut?
A rut. She didn't know what she wanted to drink. Huh. I said, well, I don't know.
Has she been on the train yet?
She's been going.
No, I'm Bob Catalina train I'm talking about.
She hasn't tried them. So I said, that's what I told her. I said, well, you haven't tried a Bob Catalina.
Oh, she's tried the Bob Catalina.
Oh, baby. Okay, Jesus.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take a look at Jalen when he comes over today.
Yeah.
Make sure he looks like Z.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't look like
Z. I'm going to wait to see Jalen run at first. If he takes little fucking shitty small steps and doesn't know how to round a base correctly, then.
It's just amazing to watch Bob Catalina run.
Yeah, I actually have never seen it in person, but I've heard great things.
It's pretty funny. I kind of wanted to bring up something that I saw on Twitter the other day that just fucking made me laugh pretty good. So I figured we might as well get a little coronavirus talk out of the way early on. But anyway, this chick was going on a rant on Twitter about saying how people who don't wear masks are like douchebag like during a pandemic or whatever. And she said, I just want to let you guys know that guys who don't wear masks have the tiniest dicks. And
I don't think I'd argue with her. I don't wear a mask this whole time.
Yeah, so
you can do the math.
I was kind of laughing about it. So I'm like, well, the three of us haven't worn a mask at all, so
yeah.
I guess maybe she's got a point. I don't know.
New sponsor of Two Beards One Garage. Micro condoms.
Oh yeah, I think we've done that.
I think we did. Yeah,
that was early. I don't know if Pete's listened. Yeah. I did some research and they fucking got them. They're like 3 inches long.
That's
or something
it, yeah.
Like that.
Oh my god.
What are you gonna do with the other 2 inches?
Yeah.
True.
I don't know. That's for all the semen I built up.
Fucking
gotta go somewhere.
Fill that bitch up. But yeah, I was fucking laughing pretty hard at that chick. She said that, but. I think that was like Monday or Tuesday, and then I got to thinking about it though. Like, so after all these protests and riots and shit, in 2 weeks, if the coronavirus stuff hasn't spiked, do we just say fuck it and open everything up like normal?
Fuck yeah, that's what I say. I did get an update on Bleacher Report during this podcast that said a group of MLB owners is perfectly willing to not play in 2020 in order to reduce payroll.
I don't think we're playing baseball.
There's no baseball. Just like, what was it, 1992 or 4?
I think 4.
4 is just like, they're going to have to fucking rebuild all their
The problem with baseball, if they don't play this year, and then they have to sign a new CBA, what, in 2 years?
It's pretty quick.
And they're talking like, that's not looking very likely. If they go not playing to a strike,
I will admit I don't watch a ton of baseball games, but I was really looking forward to this Brewers season, and there's no doubt in my mind I would watch them again. I'm not gonna especially this team and like the ownership, the coach, the players. I actually really enjoy all of them.
And that's the thing. I'm not gonna lose my interest in Brewer baseball.
Yeah,
like. Actually, if anything, I think when next season rolls around, I think I'm going to be even more excited. I'm going to be like, holy fuck, I went a year and a half without Brewer baseball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so for me personally, I'm going to probably, a year off, will probably draw more excitement out of me.
And I mean, I think the issue is more, like, obviously, we're watching sports.
Regardless, but
it's the more casual fan that you could lose.
Kobe.
It's going to be... Oh, dude, I thought it was in. It's going to piss off some old-timers who are going to be like, well, fuck this, you know, they're just all about the fucking money, not for the game. They'll get pissed off for a little bit. They'll get back to watching. I just don't think people younger than us are going to give a fuck either way. I don't think they cared before, and I don't think they'll care anyways. So, I mean, if you guys think about it, like, I think the only reason why the Brewers draw well is because you can have an event before the game.
I was right when you were talking, I was just like, the Brewers are always going to pull well because,
right.
First of all, we're the, Florida of the North?
Yes, we are Florida of the North. Yeah.
Like, we're degenerates and everyone just lugs booze in. And it's just like, when you can go in a huge parking lot, set up a tent and play bags and just get plastered with other people.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how long they fucking boycotted or not boycotted, but it's just like...
That's what I'm saying. I think it's going to actually probably turn out better for the Brewers in the long run, maybe. But then I've been to like a Brewers-Twins game before, and there's no tailgate.
In Minneapolis?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably anymore.
No, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can go to Cowboy Jack. That's fun. Go on the rooftop, drink $2 highlights before the game. Yeah, I'd do that. But it's still not the same as... tailgating.
So I was working with Grant last night, and there was a girl that ordered two pepperoni pizzas at pretty much 10 to 3, 20 inch. So I made them. I'm like, whatever. And she was talking to Grant saying she was in town to celebrate her friend's birthday from Minneapolis. She's like, oh, it's a new meeting now to burn down the town, huh?
Damn.
Christ, Grant. Yeah. He was just like, oh, boy. That fucking, I never thought fucking Ground Zero would start so, I was thinking Chicago, if anything.
Yeah.
But not in the middle, usually it's at the coast, or, I guess what Michael Brown was what?
Missouri,
so.
Just outside of St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
Think of that, Eric Jankerson. Remember Jenks?
You can't forget Jenks.
He was going to the University of St. Louis when all that was going on. And for anybody that hasn't met this guy,
oh boy,
holy shit. You want to talk about,
we can't even explain.
No, you can't, so it's a waste of time, but just fucking hilarious, just so awkward.
Yes, it is just like so awkward,
but like outgoing, funny, like it's like the weirdest,
whenever someone knew they were working with Jenks, they were excited. Like,
yes, everybody was always happy to work with Jenks.
Pete Scotland.
Kobe.
Come on.
Oh,
clock
your elbow pop there a little bit.
I don't think Pete listened to Wednesday's podcast. Fucking will hit.
Yeah.
The ceiling in between the lights.
Yeah.
On his Kobe truck.
Yeah. And then he...
Come on, Brill, you gotta be better.
Speaking of that, it's probably 15 to 20 degrees fucking
easily
cooler. You should have saw me sweating Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was a slash.
Oh, I had some swag.
I fucking bring it up in the description of the podcast.
Yeah.
That little swamp ass didn't fucking slow us down.
Yeah, Will, it was funny, like, Will had to, it was by far the hottest.
Will showed up in a sweatshirt.
Yeah, I told him before we left, I said, Will, I'm telling you, it's hot as fuck and it's humid out. I would not be wearing it. He's like, oh, dude, I'm from Cali, I'm good. I'm like, okay. He shows up, I think, like, the first minute or
Cali
two.
Cali's got this minute, or...
No. Heat that
Wisconsin humidity.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the heat, it's the gosh darn humidity.
Oh, goddamn it, it ain't so much the heat as the gosh damn humidity, you know? Kind of like in fucking wintertime. Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be that bad out if it wasn't windy.
Oh, always the wind. Always the wind, yep.
So this past weekend, I had that bachelor party. Mm.
How was that?
Good. Got pretty tore up.
I wanted to toss a little shade at Quillen, being like, doesn't want to stop by because he has a job interview, but continue.
So we're talking, and Floppy, apparently, big listener.
Floppy?
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So then he was like, just kind of like going on, I was like, oh my God, we get gassed up. And he goes, what do you mean? I was like, well, every time we say Kobe, that means we finished a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know you guys drank. I was like, if you listen to the full episode, like...
I think fucking we're in a fucking cult that Kobe's our fucking God and Savior.
The way that his best friend has talked about Kobe, he probably thought...
Yeah, that is true.
That is a good point. Oh, man.
But it was just funny. I was like, oh, gosh, like... I was like, there was one episode that we... Harky finished a 12-pack of Catalinas and... Me and Z did some damage on a Busch Light case.
So Will and Z brought over some Catalinas Wednesday. And what, Z probably had four to five?
I think four or five, yeah.
He's like, I don't know how you fucking drank that.
Well, yeah, I drank well. I was like thinking that. I'm like, I had, like, that's the most I drank. Like, that's like the kind of focus on was just those. And I'm like, dude, like, that morning when I woke up, I was like, damn, dude, like, I was.
So that's always the worst because when I get blackout drunk, of course you're gonna feel like shit in the morning, and then you got to deal with the wife. It's just like, oh fuck.
That's it.
I got bitched at, but we went to the park yesterday, and I was fucking around with the schedule.
Yeah.
Like, I had my face in my phone for probably fucking 20 minutes straight. She was so fucking mad, like, the entire day.
Yeah.
Or the entire rest of the night, and so just let everyone know I did get rid of Twitter for right now. It's Z-Man running it, so. That's
all
right, though.
I've kind of stayed off a little bit myself, too.
Somebody said that, like, what social media, you read something, and that's how you think the entire world or the United States thinks. And it is kind of true, because in your mind, you're just like, but it's just like, not everyone is like, no, that. Kobe.
Oh, fuck. Damn it, Kobe.
He has the best aim.
I do. I think I do.
I don't know. That one Sunday, I was hot.
You were just fucking howitzer, though.
Yeah.
You put too much fucking...
I think the shoulder.
Oh, speaking, if anyone does care or is thinking of doing the beer mile, we might push it a week
earlier.
Because Z found out he possibly, or he does have a wedding that Sunday, so...
Yeah.
We'll
have to let Stan know.
Yeah, Stan Harkey, he's really busy. He's probably so busy with work and trying to keep his image clean.
I laughed so hard when he the other night when he like put Stan Harkey in like.
So that Sunday would be the August 30th.
Yes.
So
yeah,
if
or 30th or 31st,
the Sunday would be the 30th.
Oh yep, okay, yep.
Which wouldn't be bad. I could even throw a little fucking shindig for Evelyn's second birthday.
Oh yeah, I always forget that's gonna be her birthday. That like basically Labor Day.
Yeah,
weekend.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be her birthday for her whole life.
Yeah,
yeah,
wow.
Pretty much whenever
she's gonna have a two.
Z just really broke the world there.
She's gonna have two birthday weekends. She's gonna have one before.
Pretty
one
much
after.
Whenever we black out for Labor Day, will be her birthday weekend. We'll grill out. Her dad will black out. Give her some cake.
She gets like 16.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
She gets to be 16. Harkey's going to be passed down the back and all her friends are going to call
or
her.
Or that other
blackout.
Drunk slut we used to hang out with.
I can't wait till fucking Javelin can drive us around.
Oh my god, she's such a dumb fuck.
I wonder, she probably went to the protest, huh?
Well, I didn't see anything on social media of her. I guess I wasn't. Like I said, I kind of took a weekend off.
She might be with that boy toy that she's been with.
This is
that kind of... Kind of drives 2 hours to just bone her and then talk shit about her belly.
Whoa. We've gone too far. They've gone too far.
No way either of those two are listening.
No. I doubt it anyway.
Yeah.
God, that's cool. That was actually really funny though.
Every time I make a fucking comment like that, Pete's just like,
oh. Who gives a shit? We don't need to rehash on Wednesday. Remember when we were at one point? I kind of forgot about it when we were talking about how she likes to stick her fingers.
Not her fingers, her fucking tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But I said, we'll stop with the RJ talks.
Oh, yeah. The old rim jobs. Actually, you found it I can't get on Twitter anymore. Wait.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, my God. LeBron is 35, Giannis is 25, and Bronny is 15. And it comes down to roughly a month that Giannis is actually closer in age to Bronny than he is LeBron.
I actually saw that, too. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's, man, I just really hope Giannis stays. Like, kind of we were talking last Sunday. I don't think he will, though. I think he's going to go to Miami. What do you think he does, Pete? You're kind of a neutral. You know, I mean, like, I think you kind of don't mind the Bucks, but what do you think?
I think he's staying with the Bucks.
So you
do? I think Z is doing his reverse psychology.
I am.
Telling himself that.
I am.
You know why? He has to do that, then.
But you know why?
Sleep at night.
Honestly, yeah, right? I've lost a lot of sleep over this. But, okay, he's a newborn, but he's more worried about
I'm more worried. I don't care if I sleep or if Jalen sleeps. I'm more worried about Giannis. But I guess for me, I'm just like, I actually like Giannis as a player, as a person. So I guess what the reason why I tell myself he's going to leave is because I don't want to act like that Cleveland Cavaliers fan when LeBron left, or that Oklahoma City Thunder fan when Durant left. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to, like, just fucking, like, if he leaves, he leaves, but I still like him as a player. I still like him as a person. I don't have any Giannis jerseys. I do have an All-Star T-shirt of Giannis's.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess that's basically the way I'm looking at it. Like, I don't want to hate this fucking guy when he leaves, and I don't even want to hold it against him when he says, like, I'm staying in Milwaukee my whole career. I want my jersey hanging in the rafters. Like, I just don't want to, like, fucking, like, hold him again, like, hold him to his word, if you will. Like, I kind of want it to be, like, if he leaves, he leaves. It's his choice. It's his life, not mine. I'm a fan of the Bucks, but I'll continue to still, like you and not fucking hate you and want to fucking kill you kind of thing, you know?
I guess as you're saying this, I'm looking straight ahead, seeing a Brett Favre in a Vikings jersey getting
set. Yeah,
there's a couple Brett Favres up here, and I was like, kind of, I guess what Z's saying is the way he was attached to a player.
Yes, because I know how I felt when Brett Favre left, especially when he went to the Vikings. And I don't want, personally, I don't want to feel almost like hatred and kind of like almost didn't appreciate what Brett Favre did for the Packers. Like, so I don't want to do, like, because, well, let's face it, without fucking the Bucks taking a chance on Giannis, the Bucks don't have a new arena. The fucking Bucks might not even be in Milwaukee.
That's true.
That's a good point. Yeah, those new owners probably don't even. So, yeah, it's a little different with, I see the similarities with the Favre and Giannis, because the successor was on the team for the Packers.
Yep.
And it's just like, there's nobody. Giannis is in his fucking prime.
Yep.
There's no way Giannis is fucking bringing up retirement. And
well, then that's why, like, I know a lot of people are like, well, fuck it. If he doesn't sign the extension by this summer, you got to trade him. And I think about it, I'm like, okay, I've seen how these trades work in the NBA where you trade 7 fucking guys, 4 picks. You know, you're like, well, look at all the assets we got back. Well, pretty much you can fucking crumple all those up and throw them all in the fucking garbage can.
You're trading a fucking Amazon stock for a bunch of fucking penny stocks.
Exactly. Like, that's kind of
what,
like,
you put them all together, it's a quarter of fucking Amazon stock.
Like, it's exactly what, like, Ryan Russillo used to always say, I believe it was him.
Before
he
fucking got drunk in Montana?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Allegedly you
naked in a random house. But, no, I think Ryan Russillo used to always say, I don't give a shit what the trade is. Who got the star? If you got the star, but you trade away 7 fucking 10 pieces players, he's like, you won the trade if you get one back.
That fucking team's willing to give away 7 of those players. Are they that fucking great?
No.
Yeah.
Like, I think of, like, look at the fucking Chris Paul, when Chris Paul got traded from the Clippers to the Rockets. Like, the Clippers traded, like, 7 fucking guys. And it's, like, all 7 of those guys, I don't even know if they're even in the fucking league anymore.
Look at the Bucks roster. There's no room for fucking 7 players.
No, they got a deep roster the way it is. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's, like, everyone's like, well, as a big rumor is, that's why the Warriors went out and got Wiggins, so that they can swap Wiggins. But it's like, dude, I swear to fucking God, if we end up with Wiggins,
not dumb enough to trade for Andrew Wiggins.
And that's why, like, I kind of like the way, I can't think of his name now, the GM for the Bucks.
Horst,
yeah, John Horst.
Who's the fucking Bucks fan here?
Yeah, sorry. Marky Dick is Bucks fan.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
like Bucks
you
fan.
You can have a pheasant hat.
Yeah. But that's why I like when John Horst is like, he was on the Bill Michaels show one time, and Bill Michaels was like, so, like, okay, what's your backup plan for when Giannis leaves? He said, there is no backup plan. He's like, we're all in. It's his choice, but it's like, I'm more concerned with getting this team better, planning on Giannis, because he's like, if I start thinking, making like an alternative plan, we're fucked.
That's a good point, because he's sitting there,
trying to make some moves, thinking Giannis is going to leave, and that might affect the team in the present.
Yes.
Which will might make Giannis want to fucking leave.
Exactly.
Because,
and that's why I know a lot of people fucking say that Giannis' brother wastes a roster spot. I don't give a fuck. You keep that motherfucker on as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what Giannis, if that makes Giannis happy, I don't give a fuck who the fuck the 15th guy is on my fucking team. If that guy is Giannis' brother that whole fucking time to keep Giannis there, fucking do whatever the fuck it takes.
Just how, so Giannis has through 2021? Or is this
yeah,
year?
So like they come back to play this year and then next year.
Okay.
Then so I guess here's the other thing. Well, now I wonder if he almost should have signed the fucking deal because now that the NBA salary cap, you know, takes a pretty big hit. It's kind of fucked up now. But like, so if Giannis would have signed that contract last summer, I believe, it would have been a 5-year deal for like $247 million.
Jeez.
Some it was like whatever it was, but
Kobe,
he,
oh, that
really?
Got about 3 feet
yeah.
off the ground.
that was the old Petey drive, center to the red brick,
but, yeah,
Kobe.
There it is,
oh, yeah,
there you go,
nice
job,
for the
hey, dude, Pete, you put a little touch on that thing, too, that's nice, but, I guess,
all right, Pete's done,
yeah, Pete's cut off, he's going to end on that note.
Don't even show me up anymore in this fucking garage.
But it wouldn't have made sense. At, I mean, you can't predict the fucking pandemic a year ago at this time. So,
well,
because if
I mean, if you're a GM, you should have kind of no.
Yeah, right.
Harkey was mentioning something
yeah.
was going to happen in March. I know.
If I'm being truthfully honest, before all these riots started on Friday, I sold actually quite a bit of shit from Vanguard. I'm just like, before this even started, I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to sell. I don't know how this is going to end. I just sold it. I don't know how the market's going to go, but I don't think it's going to go well when fucking major cities in this fucking country are burning down.
No.
We'll see if it works out, but sorry, that was off
I would,
topic.
But. Yeah. I wouldn't think so anyway.
Yeah. I'm looking back, I'm like, what, am I a fucking wizard?
Yeah.
Like, this was before it really got hit in. I'm like, Friday, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this market is too high for what's going on right now. I know the Fed's pumping money in, and they're not going to let the market fall. But I'm like, eventually, these cards, this fucking house of cards is going to fucking, someone's going to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I made some decent money. I'm going to take it out. And
yeah.
I'm like, and I have that HELOC that if I, the market fucking tanks, I just didn't see the market like, really blowing up anytime, so I can get the money right back in at
yeah.
the same fucking price point. So, sorry.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I sold on Friday. I told Pab today. She's like, "Oh, really? You sold?" I'm like, "Yeah, fuck it."
Yeah.
Wasn't
you got, hey, you went with your gut and you fucking paid off.
So I'm like, after seeing this weekend, I'm like, "Fuck, man." Because the past few days, I think Friday was down. Like the Dow was down. Out 17 points or something, and which wasn't big, and I had a lot in the BTSAX,
yeah,
which is a total stock market index fund, and I'm like, I made some money, fuck it, and it's only money,
it's just money,
yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of thinking that though, like with Giannis, is that it really wouldn't make sense for him to sign that contract early, because it's like. Well, but now it maybe would have, because if the salary cap goes down, you know, once you sign the contract, you're getting it.
Yeah.
So,
I think before the podcast started, this is a little off topic, but kind of like the Cam Newton thing. It doesn't, I think Pete was saying
yeah.
it doesn't make sense for him
right.
to sign right now.
At
right.
this point, there's no
reason. There was no reason for Giannis to sign that, I felt like.
No, I didn't either. Like,
I think it just
but
gives him an
it,
option.
And that's why it's so, like, Bucks fans, like, you know, myself included, kind of sweated out, but then I'm like, I think about it, I'm like, well, he's better off. He should just wait until the last possible moment.
Because the way you're thinking when that got offered, the match is only going to continue to grow.
Grow, yes.
Kobe.
It's like, oh, God.
Fuck, there's one NBA team apparently fucking fat-ass Jason Windhorst said the Celtics are offering fucking Petey's boy. Actually, Petey doesn't even like Jason Tatum that much, but apparently they might, whatever happens, of course, with COVID, but they're probably going to offer him the max.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, they said with him, I mean, because he's down to 1 year and either...
Yeah.
You got to be all... The way they did those trades and, like, trying to build him young, he's their top piece right now, I think.
I saw that Jaylen Brown fucking drove 15 hours to a fucking protest.
Brogdon must have drove.
Brogdon fucking letting the hair grow, I saw a video of
him. You know, I actually didn't mind what Brogdon had to say yesterday.
No. Well, Brogdon's always well-spoken.
Yeah,
man.
Well, that's why he's called the president.
Yeah, he's... I mean, he comes from two lawyers.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah. And I actually thought what he had to say, like let's not, I mean, in a way, he kind of said what he had to say as far as his negativity or, like, with the, what he thought of the police brutality, but he said, let's not fuck up this city. Like, why would we want to fuck up this city? He's like, this is the best African-American city in all of America. Like, why would we want to fuck it up? You know,
did you guys hear what Atlanta's mayor said?
Oh, well, she shut the water off.
She's
like a mother of like two African-American boys, but she's just like, this ain't the fucking way.
I can't protect you.
I think there was a guy named Killer Mike.
He had a pretty good speech.
Killer Mike, I saw that. I saw the video that went viral about the black cop in Atlanta, too, that was like, he was kind of yelling at people like this is not the way to fucking do it.
And I know this country can be fucked. And I was talking to my wife saying, this country is only 300 years old. It got founded fucking pretty sketchy-wise.
Yeah,
I mean,
say so.
And it's an experiment that not a lot of countries have tried where you have fucking ethnicities, you have backgrounds coming from fucking everywhere, and everyone's trying to live kind of communally, and
yeah,
it's just like, and everyone has their right to be like, have their opinions about it, but you got to remember that no other country's trying this experiment.
No.
And it's not going to fucking work out perfect, but
no, it's,
yeah, it's but I don't want anyone to shit their pants. I'm actually going to bring up a tweet that I before I got off Twitter that Odell sent.
Yeah.
That I actually fucking like. Odell fucking Beckham. In a time of crisis, actually
came through.
He said, losing fathers, mothers, aunties, uncles, etc. Violence is not the answer. Cops killing us is not the answer. Us killing cops is not the answer. Violence will only bring more violence.
Yep.
I totally agree with that. Holy fucking shit.
Odell,
he had to have a second, or like his...
I don't think so. I honestly think Odell, that came from him. Like, if you watch anything on Odell, he's not a fucking dumb guy.
Yeah, that's true.
And he is a big mama's boy, unless his mom told him that. That's the only person that he would actually take that from. But
kind of like you and Doreen.
Well, that is true.
If that was the case, I'd be living in Stevens Point for trying to get a job at the paper mill. Or working at the paper mill.
Well, you got some good reference with Kovac and Bob Catalina.
Yeah. Oh, man, she remember when I told her I was moving to La Crosse, I really didn't even tell her until, like, maybe 2 months before. So I didn't want her to fucking, like, be so negative about it.
Who do you think parents thought they were a bigger fuck-up for moving to La Crosse to run the Politos, yours or mine?
Mm-hmm.
I left teaching that I had a degree and I taught a year, and I said, fuck it, I'm going to La Crosse to fucking run a pizza place.
Yeah. That's a good point.
My stepdad, Jeff, he fucking always says, he's like, Pork, I did not know what the hell you were doing when you did this.
Yeah.
He's like, it was the best decision you made, though.
I think, I'd say pretty close. Because my parents are more like, why the fuck are you leaving when you could build a house behind our house, which, why the fuck would I want to do that?
Yeah, there's black bears there.
Yeah. Why would I want to live with black bears? Yeah. 600-pound black bears? Like, I don't want to be getting woken up playing that.
And you knew the future Bob Catalina's running around.
Yeah. You don't want that.
Eating all your shrub.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, it was just like one of those things where I was just like, yeah, I don't really feel like, I guess at the time, I remember, like, talking to Big Sam about, you know, they're expanding, and I remember, like, I think it was, like, right around Christmas time. Actually, it was at the Christmas party. We were kind of all drinking and shit, and I remember, we're like, he's like, well, Zarecki's like, you know, what's wrong with the pizza business? I said, nothing. Well, okay, first off, get your degree, and then blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, if I'm doing it, I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
I remember I said, like, right, I said, I'm doing it, we're going to do it now. And he's like, no, I said, nope. I said, and I remember drinking, like, the next, like, time I saw him, he's like, well, are we going to do it or what? And I said, let's do it. And he's like, what are you thinking? And I was like, I don't know. I said,
that's not my job to figure out.
Yeah, that's your job. I'm only 20, man. But I do remember I kind of said, like, I don't know, Eau Claire, La Crosse, something like that. I don't fucking know. Like, knew Petey was going to school here. And I was like, yeah. And then I think the only reason why I said those two schools is because, like, Bob Catalina at the time was going to Eau Claire. Yeah, for 1 year he went.
The hell he majored
in. Yeah. Drinking.
Pounding puss.
Pounding puss and drinking.
Yeah, he failed out hard for that.
Well, he got an A in
the drinking.
He
got an A in the
drinking. He got
a drinking fucking F and pounding the poon.
So, yesterday I was having a couple beers at Howie's and Mike calls.
Yep.
Listener.
Yep. Oh, he listens too good.
Morrissey or somebody brought up, like, you know, how's the podcast? And he goes, oh, the shit is just all over the place.
Yeah, there's no structure behind this fucking thing.
Yeah, we fucking said so many times, the first four or five we had fucking, like, written out, or like, dude, this. And that's how a podcast fucking starts, I think. You kind of see what works and doesn't. And
yeah.
I feel like me and Z were just reading too much. And yeah. It didn't even sound fucking normal.
No, and I didn't feel like... Yeah, I almost felt like the first few, we just, like, weren't really ourselves.
I think that's the only way we can keep listeners is fucking kind of juking and jiving.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going to go.
I we always say, like, today is one of the... I mean, we've said it before, but, like, today is legit one of the least prepared we even have ever been.
Yeah.
Like, I think I had the one tweet about the chicks saying guys that wear masks had the tiniest dicks. I have like two other things, but that's all I brought to the table.
Just like, with the tiny dick thing, it's, once you're fucking married with a kid and whatever, it's just like, your dick size is your fucking dick size.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's just like, I don't know, it doesn't make you a good father, it doesn't make you a bad father if you got a fucking hog on you.
I just feel like a chick like that is someone who, like, she's definitely been one that's fallen into the one-night stand.
Yeah, track, yeah.
And then she gets pissed at herself for fucking a dude.
And then she rips on his dick.
Yeah, because she's like, she truly doesn't feel that way, but she fucking thinks he's an asshole,
yeah.
And she fucking hates him. And she's like, well, he just basically left me out to dry, made me do the walk of shame out of the house, probably, or maybe order a cab to fucking get the fuck out that night.
Yeah.
So she probably has had bad experience with a guy, or guys.
Kobe.
Oh, shit, that
Petey,
was...
Petey, was that a fucking jab at Kobe? Because one girl had a very bad night with him. Kobe, or Petey, that was fucking...
That was low,
that was low.
That
dude.
Was very low.
Oh, man.
Spin zone.
R.I.P. Jesus, fuck.
You can't be coming into Hearts' garage talking about my bestie like that.
Yeah. I was thinking of people that have been retweeting this weekend and...
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Say you're the problem and you're a piece of shit if you're... Just thinking, I don't know where we go when we die. Like, go to heaven. I don't fucking know, but...
We
you
might
think fucking God sitting on someone's retweet be like, well, there's fucking people just... He's writing down notes. There's people fucking... ravaging a target, and you did not retweet saying you were in support of them.
How about
you're going to hell, you cocksucker? It's just like,
yeah,
fuck yourself,
yeah,
and your fucking retweet.
That's why I think people actually kind of like us. Like, I think that's why the three of us are, for the most part, fairly likable people, is because I don't think we follow the crowd. Like, I feel like we're kind of like, this is who I am, this is what you're getting. If you don't fucking like it, I don't need, you don't need it to be my friend.
I kind of told my wife that.
Yeah.
Before we fucking really started getting serious, she got mad because I was made a very, probably crude joke or whatever, and she got, like, upset. I'm just like, oh, this is what you're getting.
Yeah. Fucking either laugh at it next time or don't say anything. But, like, I guess, like, kind of to that point you were saying, I love the people who, like, Wednesday, Thursday, even fucking Friday, we're all, like, you know, supporting this, like, looting, this burning, this rioting. And then yesterday they go, okay, now let's give it a rest. That's enough. Like, what? You motherfucker. Yeah,
wait a second.
Like, fucking, that's bullshit. Like, that's
you're in the middle of fucking a chick and you...
Yeah.
I kind of feel the fucking cum coming. She's like, ah, I'm kind of done.
Bro. Yeah, like, no. We ain't done. I tell you when we're fucking done.
Oh, now like, this is starting to sound like that Kobe story again.
Oh, man.
Shit. Yeah, we might as well just chug a beer for him.
Yeah, right.
He's sitting up in heaven being like, oh, fuck.
I can just imagine if Kobe, like, there is such a thing.
You think Kobe went to heaven?
This is starting to get deep. I don't know. Paul's like, what?
She just texted me and said, I can't wait to listen.
Oh,
I was like, well, if you hit...
I got to be honest, I haven't listened to probably our last 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Not hardly anything. I'm about to listen to this one.
I listened to... Actually, the one I thought was kind of hilarious was last Sunday's. And I don't know how many... I don't even know if we had a ton of listeners for that one. But... I kind of thought last Sunday's for some reason was actually kind of funny. But
I got to be honest, I have hardly any Rick.
I think I listened to the first hour.
And then you got sick of it?
And you're like, and fuck it.
Or I get something comes up at work.
Yeah, that's how I'm sometimes.
I typically don't go back like after.
Yeah. That's a good thing with the Apple podcast is that I think, right, if you click right back on it, it does pick right back up. So people, because I know some people were like, yeah, when I listen to it on Anchor, I can't, like, if I close out of it, I can't get back to where I was at, so.
Actually, Paul's last night brought up the first time he met YouTube Degenerates.
Which was when?
You guys remember?
No.
It was at Buffside.
It was Buffside for,
Charlie's
memory of...
Whatever.
Might be a dumb fuck, but I got a memory of
nice.
A fucking elf.
That was also...
Is that the Hauser night?
No. That was when Aquinas.
Oh yeah, fucking Aquinas shit the bed
when they blew the state championship game.
It did. I think I sent a voice message to Morrissey or.
No, you did the next year. You did.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. And that's the first time he met you guys, and he's like, "I was just happy that I could celebrate the loss with some guys that appreciated it."
I completely forgot
Dude,
about that.
You remember there was legitimate grown men
on
the golf side. Distraught because Aquinas
girls basketball loss. Yeah,
it was a bad game. They were
up like 9 with like 2 minutes left.
Holy fuck! I honestly kind of forgot about
that. They pissed down their panties
because we drank hard for Charlie that day. You remember they had them fucking like dollar surly fucking.
Oh yeah.
What are those called? The IPAs.
Rain.
No, it was like the red can. Ferocious.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And oh, dude, you're there. You're getting there.
We didn't tell our listeners. I don't want to interrupt. We are drinking the old Bush Light corn.
Yeah, we're supporting for
no Catalinas today. Just straight up
for the farmers.
We kind of got called out by some listeners that we didn't have the corn cans.
Yeah,
Kovac was not happy with.
Well, fuck it. Don't blame us. Blame fucking Quick Trip and Festival.
Yeah, why don't you take the fucking corn cob out of your girlfriend's asshole and fucking drink those.
Jam that down your throat, Colby. Or her throat, or your throat.
Oh, no, her down her throat.
Oh, man. What if she did listen? That would be so... And that's why it's funny to just rip on Colby, because you know he's just... He's like, you know, like Armo's too cool to listen?
I am golfing with Armo this weekend. I'm gonna try to realize why he just... can't give an hour and a half to just listen.
I would actually, Tell you the truth, if I was one of those guys, I'm like, if I was going to start it and not listen to it all the way through, but I want to listen, I would look at how long it is, and I would just start halfway through.
Think so?
Because, you know what I'm saying, like, because, I mean, some people are like, ah, fuck it, I'll, like, listen to it for a little bit, but, like, I feel like once we start getting a little drunk.
I have so much free time in my.
Yeah.
Like, I
would
have. I just don't think he cares.
Well, right.
About me.
Okay, does he not love you anymore?
No, who knows with him? He's all over the map.
Like, uh-oh. Like I told you.
Are we looking for a new co-owner?
No. I trust him in fantasy, just not
like
anything in the other
like
life.
We talked about that one podcast, so maybe it's time to start looking for a new best friend, and then the co-owner is just strict business.
Yeah, it's kind of how it's been.
You guys can kind of be like friends with benefits.
Yeah, it's,
like, we're not going to date, we're not going to get married, but we'll fuck shit up in fantasy.
We need to get fucking, yeah, that's true. And six of us are going golfing in Madison this next weekend, and Tom sent the fucking text saying, well, five of us are going golfing. Can we actually consider Armel a golfer, in quotation?
Is he terrible?
Oh, my God. The fucking worst.
I thought he was all... What? Or who?
Just bad.
On your bachelor party, he was in that last group. Who was he with? Marcus? I don't remember. But I remember Marcus and Armel.
He's an athletic dude. He cannot...
Oh.
I think your bachelor party had Ty.
Ty can fucking bomb.
Tom.
Dude, both those guys off the fucking...
Then the other...
Carlson.
Carlson. Yeah, and I was fucking just whacking.
That is a ringer group right there. Those fucking three guys...
You got to that group, and you're like,
yeah.
Geez.
Well, and if you get a hold of...
What, dude, like on my bachelor party, Petey was fucking dropping them on the green on par four.
Oh, yeah.
And then fucking Pilsner kept pissed off the jump. I just remember, like, I'll never forget, we're like on the green. And about all of a sudden I just hear a lot, you know, I hear Petey, and it was like, it was a solid connection. And I just remember Schultz yelling, Petey! And I was like, holy fuck. And then all of a sudden it's like, four! And just like, fucking misses Fraley's ankle by like one fucking foot.
One foot. The wrong direction.
Yeah. That would have been so funny.
Kobe.
Ooh, okay.
That was ugly.
You should have seen Will's first shot the other day.
We brought this
no,
up earlier.
No, his first shot. That one that one that he hit up there was the worst. His first shot, I told him he's got to put a little on her. Oh, shit. I wonder if it's still recording. Yeah, we'll keep trying. But he fucking...
Who's he talking to?
Probably Pav, I don't know. He saw Harky went outside pissing at our computer and went to the screen, so I'm not sure if we're still recording or not. I'm assuming we are, but okay.
Who are you talking to?
Pav's outside.
Oh, talking to the old cunt of a wife.
Oh yeah.
But
she don't listen anymore, I can say whatever the fuck I want.
But Will's first shot, I told him he's gotta put a little on her. He fucking hit the side of the garage or the fridge, and it went between the locker and the fridge.
Yeah, I think the mouses are fucking eating her now.
Yeah.
The mice, mouses.
But that was so... Remember, I was like, yeah, you just got to throw a little on her, and he fucking... I think he... I told him he's got to just adjust his angle a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Oh,
what
boy.
The fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Pork chop out?
Is that a fucking reindeer?
Pork chop kind of does look like a fucking reindeer, actually.
Hopefully he's not driving Santa's sleigh across that fuck would end up in China.
Pete, you should put
speaking of China, very bad news. Not good. I want to tell everyone Donald J. Trump loves Two Beers, One Garage. Very huge, huge podcast. Very good guys. My fellow Wisconsinites, please go out and listen and vote for Donald Trump.
Vote for him.
You know what's funny? Donald Trump would probably like this podcast.
Sure. You got anything else today? Or maybe if we fucking keep her short, people will listen. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah. Only thing I had here was just, what did you guys think of the whole Deion Sanders, Antonio Brown?
Didn't actually watch it. I didn't see it either.
I just saw the update, too.
I
don't know. Like, I saw Deion's trying to be like, let's get this dude back in the NFL, this and that. I don't know. I guess, personally, I don't think Antonio Brown, necessarily, deserves to be, not allowed back in the NFL. But at the same time, it's like, if you're going to be a shithead, like when you hear, what the Steelers players are saying about him, when he left, they were all, or when they traded him to Oakland, they were all, happy as fuck. Like, you guys have no idea how quiet we kept that shit.
Yeah.
Like, how big of a shitbag he was.
The only thing I'm saying is, if Alden Smith is back, there's going to be a team.
Is Alden Smith that big of a...
Alden Smith isn't bringing down the rest of the team.
That's what I'm saying.
That AB will.
Alden Smith's fucking demons were outside the locker room.
Yeah,
fucking
ABs,
it seems like.
I was going to say, Alden Smith on the football field seemed like a hilarious, awesome dude to play with.
Yeah.
We'll never forget the time he had that sack and he ran off the field like a dipshit and ran to the bench, took his helmet off and sat down.
So
like,
fucking fun.
Dude, remember they rewound that thing five fucking times. It was just geeking out at it. And I feel like Antonio Brown, though, it was just fucking tearing down a whole lot, a whole team.
I just feel like fucking AB is just like a dog.
Yeah.
They got it under wraps, but once that dog gets in a situation where it feels threatened,
yeah,
it's going to fucking lash out.
Kind of like a pit bull.
Yeah.
Pit bull are like the sweetest dogs. But then, yeah.
When they feel any spark,
exactly.
Yeah.
They just snap. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess, personally, the only reason why I do want a team to sign up is having him in the NFL doesn't make or break if I fucking watch it or not. But I do also feel like, dude, this guy's just way too talented to not be on a fucking team. But I understand why nobody wants to sign him either.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference is, there could be teams that may be offered, and what he wants for money is probably...
I
don't know.
Like I said, too, fucking the Saints last year. They said, we want to bring him in for a workout, but here's the guidelines, and he fucking broke it. Basically, they told him right away, we're not signing you because we fucking told you this is this and that. This is what we wanted done. You fucking didn't do any of it, so fuck you.
I get a little frustrated with people that say that the NFL kicked Colin Kaepernick out.
Yes.
Was given, an opportunity at some place that might not have been starting quarterback, but...
He was up. I'll never forget the fucking Denver Broncos. John Elway.
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens.
Fucking girlfriend. Sent out that
tweet
with Ray Lewis and
Uncle Tom.
Django Unchained, right?
Yep, because right away his girlfriend said, oh, Ray Lewis is a fucking Uncle Tom. And it's just that's the kind of shit, or even this past fall, or winter, early winter, or whatever that was, fall, November, right? When the NFL, how many times does the NFL fucking hold a goddamn private workout for a player that's been out of the league for 3 fucking years? Never. And the son of a bitch,
oh boy,
but that bastard, that motherfucker, we get it all out of there.
Jesus Christ.
But he fucking, this is the point though I'm trying to make, is he fucking made it all about himself. He made a point to be I don't want to be signed because then I'd be look like a hypocrite, I think.
I mean, it was marketing.
Yeah.
And the NFL was trying to eliminate the marketing part of it, and he wanted the marketing part, and that's why he switched locations, and it put him in good light, put the NFL in bad light.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to fucking do.
The end goal was marketing. I mean, I don't think the guy wants to play football anymore.
He doesn't want to fucking play.
I don't know if Antonio Brown wants to play football anymore, but Antonio Brown wants people to say Antonio Brown's name.
I think Kaepernick knew his fucking play was going down. I think Kaepernick knew he wasn't that great. I think Kaepernick got figured out. I think Kaepernick got figured out that he wasn't the best passer.
I think Kaepernick figured out he wasn't going to play the Packers.
Yeah, every fucking
time of the year.
Exactly. And I do think though, Antonio Brown, I think maybe realizes he made a mistake, that he should be making at least 15 to 20 million a year, somewhere in that range, to play wide receiver. And he basically fucked away 60 million guaranteed dollars that these teams somehow got out of, because they realized how, like, once the NFLPA realized how big of a shithead he was being, and now I think he's like, holy fuck, like, I kind of fucked myself out of a lot of money. I don't think Kaepernick was ever going to make a ton of money, or wasn't going to lose out on as much money as Antonio Brown is definitely losing out on right now. By not fucking playing. By not even fucking playing. Yeah.
And so Antonio Brown, I feel like just, yeah, all the charades he pulled in his offseason is like, why would a team bring him in?
Yes.
What he did in Oakland was fucking, it's just, like, if you're an owner of the team, it's,
like I said, dude,
like,
why?
That's bringing in an employee that
yeah.
just went to a team to purposely try to get kicked off.
I mean, like, we're talking to two owners right now, or I'm talking to two owners right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Fuck. Well, that's what I'm looking at, like, an employee, I'm just like, okay, you could really fucking help us out making pizzas, whatever.
But it's not worth the fucking headache.
To some extent, you're like, this guy's great, but where does it crazy and...
Sometimes you got to put, like, your mental health in, like, just like, I understand you want to make money, but making a little less money and not having to deal with that shit is, that's how life works, I think.
Yeah,
I still just have a weird feeling he ends up in Dallas.
Oh boy.
And that thing is gonna burn at some point, but
you think Jerry, Big Mike would take him in?
Uncle Jerry is just hoping he gets one ring out of it.
Yeah. You know what though? And I know like a lot of Packers fans like are talking about trading for him last year before he went AWOL. I wouldn't really care if Green Bay signed into a 1 year deal though.
1 year, $9 million?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nothing like 1 year, though.
No,
1 year. Like, I'm not saying...
Do you think there's any team that's fucking signing him longer than 1 year if they do sign him?
No.
How the fuck do you sign that guy long term?
I don't think you can. Like, the bad thing is, like, I think he was trying to be in such good spirits with Tom Brady to get to fucking Tampa, and then Bruce Arians shot that shit down right away. Which... why would you want to fuck up Mike Evans and Chris Godwin anyways?
And Gronk.
And Gronk, though, I feel like Gronk could fucking handle that. Like, Gronk just seems like the kind of guy that, like, that wouldn't bother him.
Gronk just seems like a meathead, but, yeah, he's just a lot smarter dude than...
yeah, I think Gronk's a lot smarter dude than what he is kind of comes off as.
I think he likes playing into that persona.
Oh, yeah.
He does it well.
Yeah, he's good at it.
I saw, Z, you had the other George Kittle.
I did have a George Kittle down there, written on there.
You know, we're going to do a shout-out to Steve Pratt. We're talking about the Niners.
Oh, actually, you didn't listen to the whole podcast last week. Or if you listened to half of it, like the second half of it, we talked about, we brought up the 12 teams who made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teams we were going to, like, kind of who we thought we were going to miss and make. And I said, I have really no logic behind this, and I'm just going to fucking say, though, the 49ers. And my reason being is just strictly basically because they lost the Super Bowl. But today, before I came here, I was kind of looking at some shit. Now I'm starting to say, this is why fucking Super Bowl teams start to fall apart. This is fucking why, Dan. This shit right here. Nobody's gonna get that. Yeah.
That's a work joke.
Yeah, it's a work joke. But anyways, I saw George Kittle said, like, we are so far off on negotiations with the 49ers and his contract. Like, because basically the 49ers are probably looking at Austin Hooper's contract now, and like, all right, well, we'll pay you a little bit more than him.
I mean, what does he want? Does he want wide receiver money?
Does he want
tackle money?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't really look into it all that much, but I was kind of laughing though, because I'm like, this is exactly why I think it's hard as a Super Bowl loser to kind of come back to that top of the you know, top of the conference, because I just think that all of a sudden it gets more looked at, well, like George Kittle's probably like, well, I mean, if you guys didn't have me at tight end blocking, catching passes, I mean, how good would our offense really be? And then I think the Eagles start to fucking take over, and it just seems like it's easier to do that when you lost the Super Bowl than it is when you won the Super Bowl.
I agree.
Yeah, because I think when you win the Super Bowl, everything's positive, and I think guys are saying, like, oh, if they're not going to pay me this, someone else will.
Exactly.
But when you lose, you're like, okay, well, I got you to the step. We're one step away.
Yep.
You're going to let me walk?
And that's why I think that...
Are the Niners going to get fucked by drafting too well?
It's a legit possibility. I mean, that's why I kind of think the Minnesota Vikings, in a sense, are kind of fucked right now, too. Like, I feel like the Vikings drafted so fucking good for, like, that 3 to 4 year stretch. They didn't want to let anybody go, so they
kept... They all deserve shit.
And they all deserved it. That's the point. Like, none of them were fucking, like, you were like, oh, man, like, as a Viking fan, you're probably like, oh, man, I don't want to see... fucking Bargo. I don't want to see Kendricks go. I don't want to see Rudolph, you know, all these guys go, because I feel like you'd be like, fuck. But then it's like, what happens when you sign all these fucking guys? Then you have no cap space, and then you can't...
And your offensive line turns out like it does.
Yeah, and then your offensive line shits to bed. Like,
Kobe.
Oh.
How'd that sneak behind?
I'm not sure. So she said.
You got it up and over. But yeah, so like, I guess this is where it's kind of interesting with that whole George Kittle thing, how that's going to work out. And I do think George Kittle is a hell of a fucking football player. I forget what we said Austin Hooper signed. I believe it was like a 4 for $42. Four, okay, so like 10.5, right? 10.5 a year, 23 mil guaranteed. Obviously, George Kittle, hell of a lot fucking better than him.
Fuck yeah.
So, and I don't blame Kittle because, I mean, if I'm George Kittle, and I think we'd all agree, hands down, the most fucking complete tight end. I don't know if you're going to find a better...
I don't know who I would choose between Kelce and... I guess Kittle is a way better blocker than Kelce, but...
I would pick
Kelce and Kittle.
Very close.
Oh, man.
If I asked...
I mean, it's hard to say because Kelce's not asked to do
what Kittle's right. asked to do. Yep.
But
that's true.
Kittle's asked to be like down the field with Kelce.
Kittle's asked to do shit that doesn't make him money. But fucking like, block people.
What Kittle did against the Packers in that NFC Championship game where he basically put Zadarius in a box, that's pretty good.
I think I'd take Kittle.
And just the personality, the person, I would have no problem giving that guy money.
That's the problem, though. Like, so I'm kind of wondering now, is Kittle's the funny guy. Kittle's the guy everybody in the locker room probably likes to be around. Yeah. Now, if he's pissed off about his fucking contract situation here, is he going to fucking all of a sudden, you know, people change.
Yeah.
So is he going to come to fucking camp with a bad attitude, start fucking spouting off to Kyle Shanahan, fucking John Lynch when he's watching training camp? Is he all of a sudden going to be that?
Every time he makes a play, be like, oh, I'm not fucking worth it, ain't I?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of an interesting, and like I said, I'm just kind of, in my own head, I could be making shit up. Grab me one, too, please. I could be making shit up.
This is totally not even close to the same, but last week when I went golfing with my buddies, which I'm not the greatest golfer, but Tregales fucking told me, or like we picked teams. I got paired up with Tom, and then it was Kevin and Tregales.
Yeah.
And Tregales is like, well, Harkey's probably shooting a 110. We'll give him a fucking one stroke every fucking hole. So I had a little chip on my shoulder every fucking time I hit a good shot. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, well, and that's why I wonder, like, if George Kittle, like, that's the other thing, like the chip on the shoulder. George Kittle, we all saw how fucking good of a tight end he is, and it was like instantly in the NFL. Was he a fourth-round pick, third-round pick? I don't know. Yeah.
Brian Bulaga, Iowa.
And then George Kittle opened up the door for a Noah Fant, a fucking T.J. Hockenson, to be two... Like, how often does that happen? Two fucking tight ends, same college, first-round picks. Top what,
not
20?
Even close to fucking kill you.
Never going to happen again, probably. I mean, it may, but the odds of that happening are so fucking slim. So then, if you're George Kittle, you're probably like, okay, like, I wonder if he's starting to be like, I was fucking kind of undervalued right from the start, coming out of, you know, in the draft. I showed I should have been a first-round talent. I want to get paid like I'm one of the best fucking players in the league. And I'm sure he knows that he's not getting quarterback money or any of that. But, fuck, who knows? He might say, give me a fucking 5-year deal for $75 million with 48 guaranteed, let's just say.
And with Kittle, if he felt slighted getting drafted, there ain't no way he's fucking letting that next contract go by without him taking advantage.
Right.
When you feel like, yeah, you were slighted, it's like, there's no fucking way you're taking the quote-unquote hometown discount or whatever.
And that's why I just, and I also, this is why I kind of like think, like we said, teams that won get to the Super Bowl and lose, I just, especially the way you fucking lost to San Francisco.
Not as bad as Atlanta, but
no.
You see what happened with them.
I gotta wait for Petey to get back in here.
Kobe.
Oh, fuck, that was one of my worst ones. I gotta wait for Petey to get back here to tell this fucking pretty hilarious joke. So it said, I saw something on Twitter. It was like, dude, someone needs to tell the Falcons that they shouldn't feel as bad as coronavirus right now. They blew a 28-3 lead and lost in regulation to the fucking rioting and looting.
Wait, what?
So it was like coronavirus, because like how coronavirus is talked about.
Okay.
And they, like, this whole week we haven't heard a fucking coronavirus thing. And they were saying that they blew a 28-3 lead in regulation.
It's probably a full-blown pool
Holy
we're looking
shit,
at. Pork chop just fucking hammering.
Makes it look small. But yeah, I don't know. It's just interesting, though. George Kittle. It's just, and then, like, the other thing, I mean, look at, they fucking traded Buckner. DeForest Buckner to the Colts, it seems like this is how it starts. Little, you know, you trade a guy, you lose a guy, fucking one guy's pissed off his contract.
I wonder if there's a chance that kind of the mutiny started with the Packers after McCarthy shit the bed against the Seahawks.
Yep.
And players are starting to second-guess Shanahan after how he called the second half of that Chiefs game.
I think it's all, I mean.
At this point, are we hoping for this to happen?
Fuck
you. Oh, yeah. Well, that's my point.
I think it's good
as we fucking go down praying every fucking
Like I said, I said last Sunday, like, I don't know why I don't think this is going to happen, but I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say the fucking 49ers aren't going to make the playoffs. Somehow, some way. I don't know. I had no explanations for why I think it.
Yeah.
I just said it's just, the only reason I said it is just because of Super Bowl losing team.
They
don't have Rich Gannon walking in.
Cheapers, Rich Gannon. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, and I guess the other reason why, too, is, so, I think of it this way. So, if you're a hungry team, like, you're a team that's really hungry, really, like, wanting to get to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, and what you're probably going to be a lot more aggressive, a lot more fired up. And now, is that, for the 49ers, like, is that kind of intensity, is that hunger going to be slightly taken away? So now all of a sudden your run game is not going to be as great? You're fucking...
Joe Staley retired.
Yeah, I mean, they did get Trent Williams, but still.
The way offensive line, you don't just plug in...
And then
I'm actually glad
you brought up Joe Staley, because he was there for, what, 13 fucking years? I mean, obviously a great leader, a great locker room guy. So, like, now I'm starting to wonder, okay, so you lost Joe Staley, you lost DeForest Buckner. Now you got possibly, I'm not going to say George Kittle's going to come to camp with a negative attitude or whatever, but, like, maybe a frustrated George Kittle.
Emmanuel Sanders.
He's gone.
Best receiver.
Yeah. So like
Kobe.
Now. Oh. Wow. So now you just kind of like, you just kind of think a little bit. You know, these things, they start to fucking add up just a bit. So we'll have to, maybe I'll have to text Pratt, tell him when to listen in, like the last half hour.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about all his teams.
Yeah. He, you know, he did text me that one day. He said, your podcast would probably take off if you talked more Nebraska football and San Francisco 49ers. That's
Jesus Christ. Right. I'm so glad we don't have fucking goddamn people in our ear. Two people in our ear were Brian Schifferling and fucking Steve Pratt. You got to bring up Notre Dame more. You got to bring up Nebraska more. I'd fucking kill myself.
Yeah. Man. At least, yeah,
if either of you two are still listening or get to this point.
What? We always bring this up. What does Schiff have to do? Of course he's listening.
Schiff sure usually does. Schiff usually does. Yeah.
If we even bring up Notre Dame, Schiff fucking gets a little fucking boner.
Yeah, Schiff does get a little chubbed.
His fucking wife shows up. Oh, hey, you a little excited there, big guy?
No, Arky and Z were just talking about Notre Dame football.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the last thing that needs to be brought up today is the fact that Zarecki is wearing a black cutoff that says Lazy Sunday.
Lazy Sunday. And then he has fucking Oregon fucking duck shorts on. It's an awesome get-up, actually.
I feel like I matched today.
You matched too much.
Did I match too much today?
Yeah.
I think Pratt would think you're too bright.
Pratt would hate this outfit. Pratt would fucking...
Yeah, because it's not a fucking Levi's and a belt buckle.
Pratt, when I was at fucking Stretch's, what was it? Oh, the day before Stretch's way to rehearsal.
Yep.
I fucking purposely bought a black polo. Like a black Under Armour polo, like a golf one. And a nice pair of khakis. And I wore them, and I knew. I'm like, I guarantee you, Pratt's gonna say, that's a nice fucking looking outfit. And he fucking comes, and I had white stripes too. Pratt's like, Z-Bag, looking good. I like that outfit. I said, it's exactly why I fucking just bought it on Thursday. The day before, because I knew you'd fucking comment on it. Because otherwise, if I have one stripe of fucking neon green, he fucking hates it.
Yeah.
He's a fucking boomer. He's a fucking boomer when it comes to, you need black and white. Maybe a little gray, some red, but...
If we're being fair, though, Z, you hit a stretch there where you were pretty bright.
I still have a lot of bright shit. I just like them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You wear it well. I'm going to leave everyone with a joke that I was thinking of.
Oh.
Actually, if I still had Twitter to tweet, be like, holy shit, I think the U.S. just broke the old block party record. For the longest, biggest block party for a country to run.
Hell yeah.
What if other countries are just like, wow, they're really fucking partying together.
They're like united.
There's a bunch of states, but it seemed like they're all together.
Like we said before, I'm just so excited to see kind of like what's going to happen with the coronavirus here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting. Somehow we brought up sports and random other shit, but we got a grill out to get to, and...
You got
to
get the wife and kids.
Oh, boy.
Dog, yeah, so...
Jeez.
Well, I told her before I left, I told her this morning, or actually I told her last night when you brought up the point you want to grill up.
Is it?
Yeah. You want to grill up, so today I was like, we're doing it. Got it all ready to roll, so...
Nice. Well, just asking Kawhi what he kind of thought of the riots.
Hey, knock it off, go stay home. But at the end of the day, it's what it do, baby!
Out.